Philip Lado Jembeke, who represents Terekeka County's Jemeza Payam at the National Legislative Assembly, says the abductors are demanding a ransom of 5 million South Sudanese pounds for each of the 9 abductees.
When I asked the person who was in charge of those young men who were captured, they said they cannot release the people unless we manage to send them 5 million each. And when I communicated to the young men that, he said they were caught too, and on their way they found 7 others.
Jemeke says the abductors are threatening to kill the youths, all of whom are from the Mondari community, if their relatives do not pay the ransom. He says this is the first time in the area that people have been abducted for ransom, and urges travelers along the Juba Terekeka road to be vigilant. Jemeke says, judging from their accents, the abductors are South Sudanese but are not from the local Mondari community.
The person I talked to was speaking fluent Arabic, and also the accent of pronunciation was not really the way our people always speak. So that is why I could not really say maybe these are the cattle keepers. And again, also cattle keepers cannot do that, because those who are taken are the Mondari. And I believe that will not happen among the Mondari people. These might be people who have their own target, and they only went there maybe to collect money.
Central Equatorial Information Minister Paulino Lukudu says state authorities are worried about the health and safety of the abductees.
We have seen it is like a new strategy of some of the outlaws to continue extorting money from the families of the victims by abducting the innocent travelers along this road. And as the state government, we yesterday had a meeting to ensure that these people are rescued, and their life is very important, so that they will continue with their day-to-day life. And we are still under the process of ensuring that their safety is very important.
Lukudu will not elaborate on how the government plans to rescue the 9.
Once we shared some of the modalities, it will be very difficult for us to execute the plans to ensure that we get them safe from the location where they are. But we are generally going to get them, and we will ensure that they are safe and they will come back to their families.
Abductions and kidnappings have been on the rise in recent weeks in the area, especially along the Juba Yei Highway. Most victims have been humanitarian workers traveling to Yei. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.